Welcome to the Talking About Horses podcast with Di Denton, where we talk about all things horses. From interviews with leading horse people and industry experts, to useful and usable ideas, resources and discussions, we're talking about horses. Today's Talking About Horses episode is brought to you by Muddy Creek Rain Gear, the riding rain gear that really works. Whether it's long, short or high-vis rain gear that you're after, there'll be something to keep you dry and comfortable in any range of weathers in the Muddy Creek Rain Gear range. Check it out at www.muddycreekraingear.com.au. So, if you're ready, let's get going. Another interesting episode awaits. I'm here with Bernadette Kelly out on the Masai Mara Plains in Kenya. Talk about the people you meet on horse riding safaris. It's awesome. Bernadette's the author of a series of children's horse riding books, the sort of thing that I would have just devoured as a child. And she's going to tell us a bit about her books and how she came to be an Australian author. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, Diane. My authoring days came about quite late. I'd had two children and I was looking for a change of career. I've always been interested in writing, but never really thought at that stage that I could make a career out of it. After I had my second child, I decided to go and study professional writing and editing, and still actually not with the intention of writing for children. I was thinking more that I would be able to make an income based around my children at home and work from home. So I was thinking I'd be writing articles for maybe for newspapers and magazines and things like that. So that was my plan. When I went and studied professional writing and editing at RMIT in Melbourne, I didn't even choose writing for children as a subject. It wasn't on my agenda at all. But through a series of events, people that I met and opportunities that arose, I went from writing for newspapers and magazines to switching over into children's books. For the educational market to start with. I wrote a lot of chapter books that were sort of designed as children's readers in classrooms, both fiction and non-fiction. Non-fiction information books were another. I wrote a lot of those. And then the opportunity came about to write about my passion, which is horses, when my publisher, who had moved from educational books into the trade books, asked me if I'd be interested in submitting for a series based around horses and my experience with horses. So they wanted something to do with kids and pony club and all that sort of thing. So that was right up my alley. I was district commissioner of my local pony club at the time. Both my kids went to pony club, and so I had lots of material to work with.
And what's that series developed into?
That series is called Riding High. It started off, originally it was a series of four books, and I developed a premise where I had one character, her name was Annie, and Annie was a city girl who had, her father had a new job in the country and she was moving, so she was leaving all her friends and leaving her school and really wasn't very happy about it. But the one saving grace was that they were going to be living in the country, and she thought that maybe she might be able to get herself a pony. So the first book is based all around that moving and that not, you know, finding your feet and finding new friends. And she, her next door neighbour had a pony and was a similar age to her, so she met up with her. They had a few run-ins. They weren't necessarily best friends straight away, but she ended up going off to the local pony club with this girl and discovered a whole group of friends. And eventually, through the kindness of one of the local ladies, one of the local farmers' hearts, she found herself with a new pony. So the book, that's basically the premise of the first book, and then it goes on from there. And every book in the series has a focus, so, and they're all standalone. They can be read individually. They don't have to be read, you know, one after the other, but they're all based around the same characters. So they started off with four, and we started off with the first book, which was called If Wishes Were Horses, is called If Wishes Were Horses, and then the second book was around her fears of being able to be good enough, not learning to ride, and being graded at Pony Club into a level. So that was called Making the Grade. And then we went on to book three, which was Well, I'm just thinking now, there was Team Challenge, which was all about her riding in teams, and that was to do with mounted games, and sort of the focus was mounted games and everyone working together as a team and that sort of thing. And I just can't remember the fourth book, but there went on to be another four after that. So it's
another
actually
four again.
An eight book series.
Yeah. Are they all on the bookshelf? Like, are they all available now?
They're all available, ironically, in the US.
Yeah.
You can order them through me if you want them. I've still got quite a few copies, but the series is quite old now. They're still selling well in the US. Not really available sort of out of print. They've all sold out and they're out of print in Australia mostly, apart from the copies that I have. So
it must be really nice for Australian kids to have a book written about Australian kids. I know as a child, my horse-mad child, it was all English. You know, that was all there was, you know, and I devoured those, but to have Australian-based ones, it's just more authentic for the kids.
I totally agree. I think my experience also was reading lots of books about English kids and their experiences with horses, and my absolute favourite series as a child was Silver Brumby by Lynn Mitchell, which had nothing to do with kids riding and pony club really, but it was just so evocative of the countryside and the horses, and it was just a fantastic series. But I get a lot of emails from kids and a lot of feedback from kids, and they love this. They love the stories, and they're always asking me, when are you going to write some more? So I agree, and I think the kids agree too. I think they like the Australian stories. There's something they can relate to.
Yeah, fantastic. And I believe you've also got a book on Archer, the racehorse, Australian racehorse Archer, in the works.
Working on it. I don't know how long that might take to develop, but I would like to write a children's picture book about Archer. So it would be for, you know, an older children's picture book, not necessarily for toddlers, but I just sort of think it would be a lovely
is it a rags
subject
to work
on
sort of thing?
Not really. It's really a combination of the story of the Melbourne Cup and how it originated, as well as Archer. But Archer was the winner of the first two Melbourne Cups, and there is a little bit of a story attached to the horse. But I'm thinking of a broader range. I'm thinking it would be sort of the focus would be partly on the horse and partly on the race itself, because it's such an iconic race in Australia.
Yep. Now, if people wanted to find out more about your riding, or they wanted to try and get some of the series of books for their children or grandchildren, where do they contact you at?
They would contact me at www.bernadettekelly.com.au, and all my details are on the website. So, there's another horse series as well called the Pony Patch Collection, which is for slightly younger children. So there's a few different, if they're interested in horse books, there's a few different things to choose from there. And all my contact details are there, and I'm available for school visits and group visits for presentations and things like that as well.
Oh, fantastic. Look, thanks for talking to us today, and all the best with the books as they are and the upcoming ones you're working on, such as Archer and things like that. Thanks, Bernadette.
Thank you, Diane.
Thanks for listening to the Talking About Horses podcast today. This podcast has been brought to you by Muddy Creek Rain Gear. Rain gear for people who love to ride no matter what the weather. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I'd love it if you were to subscribe, share it with your friends, and leave a review on iTunes. If you'd like to find out more about today's conversation topic or continue the conversation, then simply head over to the Talking About Horses podcast page on the Muddy Creek Rain Gear website at www.muddycreekraingear.com. .com.au/news, where you can also check out their great range of wet weather gear. Thanks for listening. I'll be talking about horses again soon.